birds which did not come to Tom, it's not old enough. It's not kshem for korban, or else the bnei yoina shavas manim, or else he bought a bnei yoina too old already, shavas manim, because halacha is biturin hagadolim sherim v'loyaktanim, by turim the bigger ones are kosher, not small ones. By bnei yoina it's the opposite way, biktanim aksherim v'loyaktanim. And the Marachul explains at what age, at Mosai, the Marachul explains which one. But I call upon him, he brought the wrong type. Or else, Sheyovesh Gapa, let's say the wings dried up, Vishenismes Eina, or else let's say its eyes dried up, it can't see, it's blind, Vishenikhtor Raglo, or else its foot was cut off, and then left the tray for ready. So these things, you can make them leak now, Metamim Vesab Liya, here that there is Tumas, based of Leah. Here the Malika does not help at all. But here the Malika is not called the Malika at all. Now, Zeaklav, this is a general rule. That Kol Shol Psul Bakaydish, anytime a Sony Psul, and Yechus Kochim, then ain't a Matamah based of Leah. Then there's not Matamah based of Leah. Because the Malika was a Maisa Malika, Sony Psul, that it was done Belaylo, or it was done this Samuel, but I call part of the Malika was done. Therefore, it's tar. It takes off the tumas beis abliya. But loyhoye psul b'kodesh, the last things, which is not a psul b'kodesh, stam, he didn't make a leak at all, you used a knife. Therefore, metamah beis abliya. Hear these things, put on a tumas nevela, and if eat from the nevela, it's metamiyu. And Rashi says, now, v'yemesai turung sherim, when is a turu kosha, mishiyativu, when the feathers turn gold-like. V'yemesai b'neyoy nepsulim, one of the Nayyan too old of the Epsulim, Mishias Evil, Naitza, when their things turn gold. That's the simin that it's possible. Rashi says, Shinispas Eino, if the eyes become blind, Devle Mechusareva, it's missing the Nastamatrefa. It's a Mechusareva. And the boss says, Vechrivei, and all of Chasecho, that he can't bring such things. And when do we say, Ein Tamaz Zichras Boifreis, Linyan Dukin Shabayinu, we start a Mechusareva. Yeah, so the kids, these things are not called the Psul B'Kodesh. It's a Psul even before it came into the Azara. Rashi says, Psul B'Kodesh means Shebol Yazara Bechshera. When this oif first came into the Azara, it came in Bechshera. It first got its Psul in the Azara, then we say it's called the Kosher Malika, it's Metama Videi Nevela. But if the Psul on the oif was even before it came into the Azara, this oif B'Klal wasn't fit to be brought for a Korban Oila or Korban Chatis, then it's like a psul mikara, and therefore the malika is nothing. Therefore, it's still like a regular nevela. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav." Rav says, "Smoil v'layla ein metamim v'sabliya." If the malika was done with the left hand of the kain, or the malika was done at night time, it's called the malika enough that it takes off the tumis of nevela. Therefore, yidit you're not metamim v'sabliya. Zar v'sakin metamim v'sabliya. Let's say a zar makes a malika, or Rashi Zuadin an oinin or an oral, the chol apsulim, if they make a malika, or else they use a knife for the malika, they don't make a malika, they use a knife. Here, metama vesabliya. Here it is, metama vesabliya. Not like our Mishnah. That's what Rav says. So more says, Maishna smoil. He is tlayachsher b'yamakipurim. What do you say if it's done with left hand? It's called the malika that takes off tumas nevela. Because it's Hechsher on Yom Kippurim, and Rashi says, not less the Machta b'minoi, v'yisakaf b'smoiloi. There are sometimes the Kohen has to use his left hand on Yom Kippur. He takes the calf with the Keteris with his left hand. So therefore, if you make a Malika with your left hand, how Koponon helps the Metama Midei Nevela. If so, and what do you want to say? V'layla is le'echshera b'yavorim, u'pdorim. The same thing, nighttime also. You could burn the fats. The emurim could be burnt at nighttime. So therefore, if you make a malika at nighttime, it has a shei malika. For the Gemara is so, Zar nami yisle yechshera v'shchita. Zar has yechshera, even though for malika is possible, but a zar can make a shchita. By shchita's kochim is kosher even by a zar. So Gemara says, no, shchita lava voidi. Shchita is no proof, because shchita is not called an avoida. The avoida sekanim first start from Kabbalah onwards, not from shchita. For the Gemara, that true v'loi, I've omrab zera, shchita as pora b'zar psula. The shchita of a pora duma has to be done with the kain. If it's done with the zar, it's psula. or Mochi Rav Olo, and Rav like points and spoke out on this, that Elozo V'chuka. It's Rabbi Paradum, it says clearly Elozo, you have to have a Kain. And V'chuka, it says a Chuka, match Misli Kuva. So Chori, you see, Shchit is called an Avoida. Otherwise, why would it be Li Kuva? So Mora says, no, Shani Paradum is different. The Kotche Bedek Abayisi. I'll tell you that a Paradum is only Kotche Bedek Abayisi. That's why it's Shchita needs a Kain. For the more just the opposite, V'loi Kol Dechenu, isn't a Kavachayma, Kotche Bedek Abayis. Boy kuno, kochim is bech mi boy. Like mother kochim, but the gabayas need to kain. For sure, kochim is bech should have to have a kain. What kind of svar is this? So avad is called the anavoida. So bring a proof then that of a shchita at the malika was done bizar, the chur should also be mitar midein avela. Because that kol point of mazar can make a shchita. Omer avshisha moredu avidi, midi di eve, amaris negoyim, I'll tell you now that a paradum is no proof. It's like Maris Nagoyim, that a Kohen has to check out the neg of the house or the body. The lab avoidi, there's no avoidor by Maris Nagoyim. Still, a boy kuna, that's a gzeras akosiv, it has to be done through a Kohen. So I'll say the same thing by the paraduma. Even though shchita is not called an avoidor, still it's a gzeras akosiv, it has to be done through a Kohen. Freddy Gemara, still venelef mi boma. Let's learn out from boma. By bomas, a zah can make the shchita by kochim. Azar could do even the avoida by Yibama. Not only the shchita, but even the other avoidas Azar could do. Rashi says Shazar Koshebo Limla Koyfas the Chachila. The Enkoyim b'Bama. There's no din Koyim by Bama. So just like Azar helps by the Bama, they can make them liko. So a din by the Beis Hamikdash should help Hakoponim that it should be mitar midei nevela. So the Marian says Mibama. No, he doesn't learn out from a bama. He only learns out Rashi bim bama lo yalef a migdash. The bama tichoyli lagabi migdash, because the bama is like choyl to get to the base of migdash. So the more of that true v'loi for a time you learned minayin li yoytzei shimol lo yer. How do you know that meat that was yoytzei went out of the kodesh, went out of the kodesh, went out of the azora, if it comes back in again, if you put it on top of the mizbeach, it's lo yer, and you don't take it off, you can let it burn there. We are now from Bama. So you see, you could bring a proof from Bama to the Migdash. The Mara says, no, Tono, as Zoyz Teres Ela Samachlei. Over there it's different. There is a special Xeras Akosiv, Zoyz Teres Ela, that all these things in Olu, Lo Yered, they don't go down. There's only a Miyat that three things is Yered. So it's saying Svaris, which are the three things? There's a Svaris that Yoytzei should not be one of those three things. But we're not learning it out from Bama. The equilibrium is that it's lo yerid is from exerus akosif. But really, if you want to learn out something from a bama, you have no proof that's in the base of Midish. That's Rav Svara. If you have Yechra Namano, Zar ain't matama base of Leah. If a Zar makes some lika, it helps enough to take off the Tumas Nevela. Sakin matama base of Leah. If you make him lika with a Sakin, that is matama base of Leah. So that's the Chorah Saga Mishnah Tanan. Learning our Mishnah Kola Psulim. Shemokum Likosim Sula. So Bisham Rabbi Yechanan Kola Siyazar means even a Zar, if a Zar makes some Lika, still it's kosher to take salt to Tumas Nevela. El L'Rav Kola Siyamai, according to Rav, if a Zar makes some Lika, it's still Tumas. What does the Kol mean? Lav La Siyasmoev Laila. It comes to include at least do with your left hand of Laila. So the Gemara no, Smoev Laila Bedikator, it says clearly. And the Gemara Tony Vazim before, I'll tell you, it says it, then explains it. Toshma Zeaklau Kol Shayib Sulava Kodesh. Again, to come to include a Zar. El Rav, let's see, Mazda come to include. So again, what's the Toshma? It's a Zar called Kol Shreep Sula Bakredish. If the Sula first happened in the base of Midish, it's not Matam going to the base of Leah. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's good. So Kol comes to include a Zar. That since this oif was a Kosher oif, just a Zar in the base of Midish made them Malikam, therefore it takes over Tumas Nevela. But according to Rav, it's Shver, Rav holds no. That if a Zar makes some Lika, it is Matama based Abliya. So Asuya might, was it coming to include? Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Dab Samech Tess on Aleph on top. Again, the last Gemara we had was a Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. If a Zar makes some Lika, if it's Matama based Abliya, that Rav holds if a Zar, not a Kohen, makes some Lika, so it's called like in the Vela, like there's nothing done to it.
and therefore if you eat it, yimetame beis abliya. It was Rav Svara. And Rabbi Yochanan said no, that a zar is ein yimetame beis abliya. If a zar makes the malika, even though it's not our kosher malika, if it's kachim, but I'll call upon the malika helps, that's not metame midei nevela. So the Gemara says now, El L'Rav, the more list more was El L'Rav, L'su Yemai. So the more list Raya was, again, on the bottom of the Samech Chesman Beis was, that Toshma says the mission is Zeh Aklal, Kol Sheep Psul of HaKodesh, Einim Atama Begodim of Beis Abliya. Anytime the Psul happens in the Beis Amikdash itself, it's not Metama. So Bishtam and Rabbi Yechanan call L'su Yizar. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very good. The Chiddush is, even if a Zar makes the Malika, still it's not Metama of Beis Abliya. Elu l'Rav l'asu yamai, but Rav holds if his zar makes some leak, it is matama beis abliya. So what does the Mishnah mean to say? So Mar says, listen,